from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show. Finally, we have landed the patron saint of tourism, the guy, the MC of Oklahoma, Matt Pinnell, and we have him on the show today. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley.
I really don't, the guy really needs no introduction.
He doesn't. Honestly. I'm super impressed.
I am too.
With everything he's got going on.
Yeah. I am super, super excited about this interview. I kind of feel like it's been a long time coming, but you know, as you and I have discussed, before COVID-19, maybe I'm stealing the words almost directly out of your mouth.
Okay.
Within a reasonable distance from each other.
6 feet apart.
That's right. Social distancing. I kind of feel like we were headed with a ton of momentum in the tourism department, and then COVID-19 hits, and then bang.
Right. But the way that the lieutenant governor has attacked the issues revolving around small business and tourism, I don't think he could have done a better job.
No, it's really, to be honest with you, it's really quite a pivot. And to hear him talk about what steps he's taking, what steps we're taking, and what we can do, what can we offer in the interim, there's definitely hope there.
But I think we should just get into the interview.
Absolutely.
You and I...
We can't do it justice.
No. Let's get to that interview now.
Today, we are honored to have not only the 17th Lieutenant Governor of the state of Oklahoma, but he's also the Secretary of Tourism and Branding for Oklahoma. Welcome to the show, Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Branding ambassador, basically. I don't see a lot of states throughout the country that have this particular position. How did this come to be?
Yeah, well, you know, when Governor Stitt and I, when we both got elected, he hadn't run for office before, he hadn't been in an elected position before, nor had I. And so he really, you know, leaned on me to say, hey, let's do this together. If you're my lieutenant, let's do this together. And I said, yes, sign me up for that, because I wanted to be a lieutenant governor that wasn't just waiting around to then run for something else. I really wanted a real role. And I ran on a platform of tourism and branding, and to some degree, really being the sales and marketing director for the state of Oklahoma. We did not have uniform branding in our state. We have over 200 government agencies, and they all kind of have their own logo and their own individual brand. And it just was kind of a hot mess, to tell you the truth. And so we went about for the past year, got about 200 Oklahomans together, different PR and advertising firms, and kind of built the framework of a new logo, new agency logo, things like that. So we've been rolling it out. Obviously, what the crisis that we're in right now is more of a priority than that project. But I can tell you it's going to save the state of Oklahoma hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year. Because, you know, if you think about it, you have, you know, every agency that just buys pens, just buys, that does a rebranding project themselves, you know, even if it's $20,000 here, $40,000 there, it adds up to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. So this will help, really streamline things. We're going to be one Oklahoma, in the state. And it's a much cleaner website as well. Oklahoma.gov is so much better today than it was before we started the branding effort.
Well, Matt, let me ask you this. I mean, you guys have done a complete turnaround, a complete overhaul of Oklahoma's branding in general. What was the inspiration and what's the focus there?
Yeah, you know, the focus is really what we were kind of trying to dramatize with the new logo is really that we're the hub of America. You know, Oklahoma, if we had a stereotype or a perception, you know, a lot of people, you know, Dust Bowl, Grapes of Wrath.
Well, Tiger Kings anymore, yeah, and, right?
Correct. And now Tiger King, exactly. And so, you know, we really wanted this to be used, yes, some degree for tourism, but really it's more of a commerce play, to tell you the truth. It's something that we can go around the world, because this is a global competition for talent, you know, going around the world and telling folks the good things about the state. And so this is the hub. It's not just the crossroads. You know, crossroads of America to me means, you know, I'm getting a tank of gas and I'm crossing through this state as fast as I can. We wanted to change that, and we want to say, hey, listen, this is the hub. This is the center of the country. This is a perfect place to raise a family. We already know that, but it's also a perfect place to start a business, to be an entrepreneur. And that's kind of what the logo dramatizes. You have these chevrons kind of pointing inward to the star, the Oklahoma star, that is in our original state flag and is on our current state seal. That's not changing, by the way. We're going to continue to use the Osage seal and the state flag how we usually do. But
awesome.
This agency logo will be something that you'll see. And you'll see the Hub of America tagline used quite a bit as well.
One of the things that's happened to us over the past couple of months, we were originally a podcast covering festivals, events, cool restaurants, fun and unusual places in Oklahoma. And we have had to retool during this time since none of those activities are happening. We've had to retool, and we're talking to people who are making a difference in their cities, in their towns. And you have done almost exactly the same things. Can you kind of tell us how you have shifted gears over the last few weeks to combat COVID-19 and its impact on our economy here in Oklahoma?
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly has been a shift. You know, our cabinet, I think we have about probably 15, 16 cabinet members, you know, everything from energy and gas to agriculture to tourism. And now it's all hands on deck, COVID-19, rapid response, and then recovery. You know, it's kind of in phases. A lot of what we have been doing these last couple of weeks has really been focused on what everybody now knows as PPE. Now, everybody kind of knows what that stands for now, personal protection equipment. Every state is dealing with a lack of mask ventilators, for sure. Ventilators is a big one. And you know, so now we're sourcing people that may have a connection to PPE around the world. And so that's a game that people are unfortunately having to play right now, negotiating on prices and things like that. And then testing, you know, increasing testing. You know, for us to really bend this curve, it's testing, testing, testing. We've got to do more testing in the state. Thankfully, the University of Oklahoma State and Oklahoma University, Oklahoma State particularly, is helping on the testing side now. So they're able to test, run thousands of tests a week now. Which is really going to help us really leapfrog some other states so that we have a much better idea of who has the virus. So that's really where we are at right now. Moving forward, you'll see certainly more attention focused on mental health aspect of the recovery, safety. It's still safety aspect, healthy living. Again, you know, our obesity rate is very high in the state of Oklahoma, which makes our citizens more susceptible to this virus, frankly. You've got and then certainly the economic recovery. I mean, it was announced we had 10 million people have lost their jobs in this country the last 2 weeks. Never in the history of this country has that happened. So the economic recovery will take time. We will bounce back. Oklahoma always does. We are not new to tragedy in this state. We will certainly get through this, and that Oklahoma standard will shine through, but it's going to take some time.
As far as we can tell, about 1 in 9 jobs in our state is directly tied to travel and tourism.
Yes.
What do you see for the future of that industry in the state, and do we have any recovery plans in place specifically for that industry?
I'll start with the good news. I mean, the good news on that is that the CARES Act, the federal legislation, the relief, the stimulus bill is legit. There is some legitimate relief, financial relief in that legislation that is going to help the hospitality industry, small businesses, particularly small businesses, which again is a lot of our hospitality businesses are in that realm. Restaurants, for sure, the no interest loans, to be able to pay employees that are furloughed or have to be laid off. You can pay your rent, things like that. So that legislation, over $2 trillion, is going to start hitting states within the next couple of weeks. The key here is now local support as well. Tulsa just rolled out a $1.1 million economic relief package for small businesses. Oklahoma City passed a $5.5 million package this week. They say they may do more. So local cities are going to have to get involved as well. Our two largest cities recognize that, and they are now on board. So that's good, because listen, I mean, the numbers are pretty stark here. You got over 14,000 direct hotel related jobs that have already been lost in the state of Oklahoma, and 43,000 total jobs lost that are supporting the hotel industry. That's just the hotel industry. Restaurants is as big or bigger of a number, because there's more restaurants in the state than hotels. So there is real relief coming, is the long and short of it. OKCommerce.gov, for folks listening to this, if you're a small business and you're on information overload right now, OKCommerce.gov is a place that you definitely need to go. It's a one-stop shop. That's our Department of Commerce website. That will kind of link you to the different sites that you need to get that relief.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, we've interviewed a few local businesses like Oaky Shine and a few others that are, instead of pulling the shutters and doing nothing, a lot of these small businesses are kind of flipping the switch and turning their brand into something completely different. Are you seeing a lot of that as well?
Yeah, I definitely am. I mean, innovation is so key right now. You know, restaurants, you know, I keep telling people, you know, stay calm and carry out. Right. Restaurants are certainly doing as much as they can on that. Now, it's unfortunately a fraction of what they usually make, but it's something. Restaurants that are really hustling on that are doing okay. So I continue to tell folks, if you want to help a restaurant, carry out is definitely a place to go. But yeah, you see companies, you know, distilleries that are starting to make hand sanitizers. You know, there's a few companies in the state doing that now. And now I've seen, you know, a few manufacturing companies. You know, there's Rapid Response, the company, a veteran owned company in the Tulsa area that are making PPE now. They've gotten some national attention. So there's the Oklahoma Manufacturing Alliance is now working with some of our manufacturing companies in the state to get creative, use their 3D printing capacities that a lot of businesses have in the state, and to start making some of this personal protection equipment. So that's been really cool to see as well.
Well, Matt, I want to point something out. You know, I was talking to Heather Sumner. She's over Main Street in Okmulgee, and we were talking about you, and she's like, he's the least political politician that she's ever met. And I agree. And maybe it's because we look at you as, you know, travel and tourism, and it's kind of hard to see the political, but how do you see your job? Because a lot of people don't know exactly what a lieutenant governor is, and now we're starting to learn that you have a multifaceted position. Can you kind of explain to us what your day-to-day is like right now?
Sure, yeah. You know, I really do. It's a very nonpartisan position it is, because, you know, every lieutenant governor is different, is really what I would say at the beginning of this. I mean, the lieutenant governor position in Oklahoma is what you make it. And I ran on, listen, there's a huge need in the state of Oklahoma for a statewide elected official to be the sales and marketing director for the state. We did not sell well. We don't do sales well. We didn't have someone that had a sales background that wanted to really take that lieutenant governor position, take the baton, and turn it into a sales and marketing job. So my lieutenant governor office, in a lot of ways, is a PR firm. I mean, it really is. I have someone that now is the brand manager that kind of helps protect the brand. Amy Blackburn, she worked and ran a public relations advertising firm in Oklahoma City. So, you know, we're a public relations advertising firm, and it's our job to sell. The other big piece of my job outside of the tourism piece and branding and marketing the state is commerce. And so the small business advocate for the state in a lot of ways, I'm very focused on entrepreneurship programs, which again is fairly nonpartisan. You know, I work with Republicans and Democrats on small business growth really every single day. So really my lanes, my swim lanes, so to speak, are very nonpartisan. I think if we operated that way a little bit more, then I think we could get a few more things done in this state. Now, you know, I'm a Republican, a registered Republican. I used to run the Oklahoma Republican Party. I've been in partisan positions before, but my personality has always been, I'm just a people person, regardless of your political stripes. And I'll work with anybody to make Oklahoma a better place.
As far as one of the things that we have seen that we really love about you and what you're doing, your Sunday Notes mailer that goes out. We were a huge fan before any of the COVID-19 things came out. Again, you know, we're all about travel and tourism in the state of Oklahoma, and you were pumping it up before any of that happened. How did you come up with that idea, and do you see a huge response on that, or is it literally just me and Brett?
No, it's funny you say that. When I go speak anywhere, I'll have, you know, one or two people come up and say, "Hey, man, I really love your Sunday notes." So that it was, it actually, I follow a few different blogs and a few different newsletters that are more in the style of, you know, it's not too wordy, very nonpartisan in a lot of ways, just very interesting links to stories. And it's maybe one or two sentences explaining what the link is. And then you put the link out there. So it's not your traditional political newsletter at all. I had a couple of individuals, a couple of buddies in the Oklahoma City area that said, "Hey, you know, that would be a really cool thing to do," because politicians usually don't do those type of things. So yeah, every Sunday at about 2 o'clock, almost every Sunday, you know, two or at least twice a month, you know, we just kind of collect different stories that we think have been really are really interesting. We're usually a little bit more fun with it. Right now, it's all COVID-19 related articles, really focused on everything, you know, getting outside, the health benefits of getting outside right now. We're still putting a couple of stories like that in our COVID-19 focused Sunday notes. But yeah, no, I'm glad you mentioned it. You can sign up for those on our Lieutenant Governor website as well.
All right, Matt. So you've been Lieutenant Governor since 2019. No one could have predicted what your job would entail and become up to this point. How much of a change has it been overall? I mean, obviously no tourism. It's hard to brand something that you really have no access to.
Yeah.
What adjustments have you had to make?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's certainly been a big adjustment. John Budd, who is the COO in the state of Oklahoma, I've learned a ton from this guy. He worked at Sonic before Kevin Stitt hired him to kind of come into state government. Used to work for the Boston Consulting Group years ago. So he and I kind of see the world a lot of the same way too. I mean, he's a marketing guy. He's been very helpful with the branding effort as well, but he's really brought some business principles into state government. And really right now we really need that, because you got to have people staying in their lanes right now.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of cooks in the kitchen, but they can't all be trying to do the same thing. You have to have a defined role and stay in that swim lane. That's kind of how we describe it in our cabinet meetings. And so John's been really good of making sure everybody has a role, everybody has something to do. And again, I just didn't want to be in this lieutenant governor position and just kind of be sitting around twiddling my thumbs. I wanted a real role. I wanted to, you know, pull the boots on and really get dirty. And I'm certainly doing it. I just did not want to waste citizens' time, or certainly my family's time, and not actually having a role, whether it be on the tourism and branding piece or having a role when it comes to COVID-19 response.
As far as helping with the small business, you know, I fully understand the carry out concept and doing as much, but what are you recommending outside of that? Are there any other tips that you or your team have come up with to help the small business, the travel and tourism groups in this particular time? And do we have any ramping up activities planned for after this is all over?
Well, we definitely have some activities planned when this is all over. I'm still working with Jennifer Mullins on a weekly basis. She runs our travel and promotion division, just kind of preparing ourselves, because we are going to get through this. And when we get through this, people are certainly going to want to get out and they're going to want to travel. And the real gut punch really for us is we had so much momentum going when it came to Oklahoma tourism.
Absolutely.
I mean, we were finally getting the attention that really the industry deserved. And we'll bounce back quick with tourism. We will. But we had a really good game plan. We still do have that same game plan. We're going to start dedicating more money to it. So I'm really big and bold when we come out of this. Certainly our numbers are going to be lower, but so is every other state. Again, right now I continue to go back to just helping these businesses with disaster relief funds, whether at a city level or with the federal legislation, you know, helping folks file those unemployment claims if they need help walking through that process. You know, so that's really the focus for us, because they're looking, they need that real relief. I mean, they need money, and we know that. They need an influx of cash to make sure that they can get through the next 30 days and then the next 30 days. Those are things that we don't want to just pat them on the back and tell them, hey, hang in there. We need to be able to help them financially as well. And so I'm very encouraged to see Tulsa and Oklahoma City piggybacking on what the federal government is doing.
Well, you go, you know, I live in Moore and not too far from 19th Street, and there's always, it's always a hustle and bustle, but you see these big box retailers that are just like ghost towns. I'm also considered an essential employee. So where I work, we're not, but you see a lot of these big businesses that are impacted hugely. So I just can't imagine what some of these small businesses are having to go through on these, you know, these little Main Street areas and whatnot.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's tough. I mean, it just is. I mean, shopping online, hopefully one of the things that we will learn from this, it will be how important it is for folks to shop local. I mean, people are still going to shop on Amazon. It's just too easy. It's too powerful of a resource. But that we really need to change buying habits of Americans to shop local, to get back to Main Streets again. That's really how this country was founded. That's the fabric of this country. I think it works best that way. And we really need to be pushing buying local, not just one day a year on Small Business Day, but 365 days a year.
Absolutely. We've been preaching it forever now, you know, shopping local, playing local. We've had a lot of festivals and events come to Oklahoma that haven't in the past, just recently. So it was really saddening to us to have this kind of interrupt that flow. But we're 100% all in. It's important that people spend their money here and are entertained here. And there are plenty of people doing God's work, basically, to make Oklahoma a fun place to be in.
Well, and let me chime in there. With Scissortail Park, we really haven't even got a chance to enjoy that yet. You know what I mean?
That's right.
We haven't had a full season with it yet. And there's so many things that are popping up in the new convention center downtown. And I just, you know, I was a kid in the 90s, and that place was nothing down there. And now we've got all these things, all these destinations and beautiful vistas and pictures to take. We have to do it from a picture window now.
Well, and I'll tell you, I'm very excited about a lot of the outdoor and tourism attractions that we have in the state. But I will tell you what is going on in downtown Oklahoma City with the convention center, everything, the walkability now of having 1,000 people at that convention center walk out that front of the convention center, and they can walk anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's a true convention city now, and the city of Oklahoma City is going to be reaping rewards of it eventually. When that place opens and we get back to business here, the sales tax that will be created, there's probably nothing that I'm more excited about than that convention center opening up, Scissortail Park continuing get better each and every year. You know, Myriad Gardens is obviously still there. I mean, you just, the walkability, and really for the first time I was able to envision it at the Memorial Marathon last year when, you know, Scissortail really, I don't think it was open yet. I'm trying to track back in my mind calendar wise. I think we ended the marathon at the gardens, but you could see it. You could envision what Oklahoma City was about to get. And it was so exciting. The sky is the limit for Oklahoma when it comes to tourism and really that being the front door to all the rest of the economic development that we want.
All right, Lieutenant Governor, we know you got to go. You got a lot of things going on. Could we have you impart some wisdom? Give us something positive. Give us a positive spin, something inspirational, sending us out the door.
Well, and absolutely. And again, I continue to go back to, you know, there's a lot of states that have had to deal with tragedy, but none like Oklahoma. Oklahomans, that Oklahoma standard is real. It is powerful. It is going to get us through this. Oklahoma knows tragedy. We know how to recover from it. And to those listening right now, let's show that Oklahoma standard now. Let's help healthcare workers. Let's help people in need. And then moving forward, we're going to bounce back. And I truly believe Oklahoma will bounce back faster than other states because we're used to recovering and bouncing back from tragedy. And we're going to show the world again.
Well, I don't know if how hair can stand on end in a hat, but it just did. We really, really appreciate you taking the time to come out. This is almost, you're kind of, if we were having an okay float in a parade, when we can have parades again, you would be like, you'd be up there with like a, you're the guy. You're the,
yeah, I appreciate it.
You're screw Tiger King. You're the tourism king.
Hey, man, I'll throw on one of those shirts if that's what it takes.
I really am speechless. I don't know what to say there. But, yeah, I would pay money to see it.
There we go, man. Well, I appreciate you guys a lot for doing this.
Yeah,
Matt, absolutely.
You.
We're huge fans. We love what you're doing. We follow you on all the social media. We're constantly kind of seeing what you're thinking, and we really do appreciate what you're doing. Your job is basically the political reflection of our jobs. So,
oh, I love it. Yeah.
So we're super pumped on you.
Thanks again for doing it again. I'm a huge fan. Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate
the time. Thanks. Thank you, Matt.
So what'd you think?
I'm almost speechless.
Yeah, well, and there were a couple of times where we were almost so speechless that we had to delete. We had to take some creative liberties with the sometimes I felt like I was going to be like on the Chris Farley show. So remember the time when you were the lieutenant governor? You know, I mean, I was kind of in awe. Like he's why we do what we do. You know?
Okay, can we talk about one thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm taking this negative or not.
Okay.
But we're close to the age
of
the lieutenant governor.
And I mean,
really close.
And I don't want to say it, but I don't look that good.
Dude is, I'm not calling him out, but I just want to know what his skincare regimen is because he's got like a baby face.
And he mentioned running in the marathon last year. I did not. We did not mention running. We have yet to mention running in any marathon.
We haven't mentioned that. I mean, of all of the marathons that we've run, we haven't talked about any of those marathons that we have run.
Right. The last marathon I did was Breaking Bad. to be honest with you. I people call it binging. I call it marathoning. Let's be real. I exerted a lot of energy, but no, the guy just really just has a positive. I mean, he gives you hope. He really and truly does. It's just on the other side, folks.
I agree, and I do feel like there are a lot of reasons for us to stay positive.
Yes,
not just for the health benefits of not being horribly depressed during this pause in our economy.
Right.
But because we have a lot of things, we have a lot of things going for us as a state. We had a lot of momentum, and I feel like we haven't given up a lot of that momentum.
Absolutely.
I feel like like you had said before, the pivot that the lieutenant governor has made during this time shows me that when the gates are opened back up, he's going to be right there at that turn and ready to go. And I'm excited for things to come.
And I promise you, folks, we didn't doctor the audio. He did, in fact, say, I can do a lot of impressions or kind of impressions. I can't do an impression of him on the phone saying he's a fan of us. I just can't. You heard it. He's a fan. And we're a fan of his.
Exactly. We're huge fans. We were following him way before.
Oh, yeah, before y'all were. Yeah. Yeah.
We were fans of Matt Pinnell before you even knew who he was.
Right. You just knew him as Mr. Pinnell. We know him as Matt, you know?
We're tight like that.
Well, you want to get tight with us? Find us on Facebook. It's the Only and Okay Show. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley. And we're out of here.
Peace. Check, 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 check.
Chickity, check, check this out.
Ready?
I'm ready when you are. We're doing
3, 2, 1.